fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 16th day of May, year of our Lord, 2013. I want to thank all of you for your prayers for our friend, Reverend Tim Spencer, who had heart surgery yesterday. I haven't got any updates, but the heart surgery was due to take place yesterday, and I'll be hope to be talking to him soon. Major story that I don't know how much notoriety it's getting, but according to CBS News, on Tuesday, the 14th day of May, after midnight, 7 people, 5 men and 2 women, were arrested trespassing at the Quabbin Reservoir. This is at Belchertown, Massachusetts, the reservoir that provides drinking water for Boston, Massachusetts. After midnight, 5 men and 2 women from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Singapore. The 5 men claimed to be recently graduated chemical engineers. Now, for what the news story doesn't give a whole lot of detail. Apparently they were arrested, questioned, and released. They got to appear before a judge on these misdemeanor trespassing charges. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I know what I would do if I was special agent in charge of the FBI in Boston. I would hold these people for questioning. I would get warrants, search warrants for their homes, and I would go to their homes and basically seize every scrap of paper, every computer, everything except the coffee cups, maybe even them. At their homes, I would do a investigation as thorough and complete as can humanly be done on these 5 individuals. Here is our first break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 16th day of May. Quick reminder, this coming Saturday, the 18th day of May, there will be a special event in West Plains, Missouri, featuring my friend, retired Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, radio talk show host Mike Evans at the West Plains Civic Center. You will get an education. I don't care how well-versed you may believe you are in matters that are of concern to us regarding the status of our republic. But beginning at 9:30 in the morning, I'd get there at 9 to get a good seat, at the West Plains Civic Center. The address is 110 St. Louis Street, West Plains, Missouri, zip code 65775. This will go most of the day till about mid-afternoon or so. No admission charge. No lunch will be served. You're on your own for lunch. Hopefully there'll be a vendor there that will be able to sell some lunch. Great event. I won't be there myself, but I hope a lot of you can make it. Getting back to the story I'm discussing here. 2 days ago, which would be Tuesday, the 14th day of May, according to CBS, seven adults, five men and two women, were arrested, caught trespassing after midnight at the Quabbin Reservoir at Belchertown, Massachusetts. This is one of the two very large reservoirs that provides drinking water for Boston, metropolitan Boston. These men and women are from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Singapore. Plus, a bonus, the five men are chemical engineers, recently graduated college graduates, chemical engineers. So I don't know much details yet on this. I know that here's what I believe. Well, here's what happened that I know of. After midnight, either police officers or security officers at the reservoir arrested these five individuals. They were taken into custody by either the Belchertown Police Department or the County Sheriff's Department for that area. They were questioned. The FBI got involved, and I don't know how long they were questioned before they were released. And I don't know if a bond was posted or if they were released on their own recognizance in order to appear before a judge on these misdemeanor trespassing charges. Now, that's what I know. What I believe should have happened would have been the involvement of the FBI at the very highest levels. These men and women should have been separated so they could not cook up a story between them. Individual and questioned individually. What little bit I know, the fact that they were trespassing after midnight at this drinking water reservoir, that the five men are chemical engineers, I think that the FBI should have been able to convince a federal judge to issue search warrants for the premises where these men and women lived, where they worked, their automobiles, any storage lockers they may have had, and start seizing evidence and conducting interviews with everybody that these people interacted with, roommates, fellow students in college, employers, fellow workers where they may have had jobs, and so forth. I am very, very concerned that about an incident of this nature. Very concerned. For obvious reasons. Obvious to me, anyway. I mean, they don't give the religious beliefs of these five individuals. I would say it's almost an absolute certainty. Obviously, it's not absolute, but the odds that these five individuals are Islamic are overwhelming, that all seven of these men and women are Islamic. We know that five of the seven claim to be chemical engineers. This is very disturbing and very alarming. So what could a chemical engineer do to a public water supply? Well, most things you put in there in the quantities that could be carried by hand, whether it would be arsenic or lead, would be so thoroughly diluted as to not cause any harm. You know, substances that come to mind would be plutonium, enriched uranium, things of that nature that are so highly toxic that even a water reservoir would not dilute them. I'm no chemical engineer, but those are some thoughts that come to mind as to what harm could be brought to a public water supply by individuals that could hand carrying some substance as opposed to double tandem dump truck loads of material. What are your thoughts on this? The call number is 800-313-9443. Going to standeo.com, we do have some interesting earth change headlines. Apparently the hurricane season is nigh upon us, with they're predicting three hurricanes to make U.S. landfall this particular season, 2013. Over to England, Britain hitting by snow. This is middle of May, right? A 65-mile-an-hour wind sweep country and a month's worth of rain falls in 24 hours. And the second headline after that, experts warned, and this is over in England again, experts warned risk to London from rising sea levels is worse than feared. Over to Mexico, a Mexican volcano looks like it's ready to blow. Officials poised to evacuate thousands. Back to the Midwest, United States. Low tornado threat may end with threat returning this weekend. So in the Midwest, record cold in the Midwest and the Northeast. Follow-up headline on that. Scientists issue dire warning about global warming. interesting to see if they're still talking about cow flatulence. The sun fires off a fourth major solar flare of the week, and more expected. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's getting back to this incident at the Equabin Reservoir, the water reservoir that provides drinking water for metropolitan Boston, Massachusetts. I'm going to zip over here to Drudge. And I like to use Drudge Report to get news. It's been a good source for me. And I think that's where I originally saw this report. Now, this morning I was looking, and I'm not sure it's still posted there. And of course, the Internet is working slow and you need it to work fast. Now, we do have a caller here. We've got Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, JR.
Go ahead.
What an interesting, timely story this is. You know, this is not unobserved by those who pay attention out here, and especially that listen to RBN with Dr. Wynn Parker and his observations on water. It's not without consideration that they would merely have the knowledge they need to use compounds already stored at a water treatment plant facility, such as fluorosilic acid, ammonium, chlorine, and perhaps other chemicals that could be there to completely contaminate and poison the public, because they're all poisonous compounds that create chloramine. And the fluorosilic acid itself is a poisonous compound that's being introduced to the water supply for all of us anyway. And I agree with you that a common plan of police intervention, and this would actually be an articulable premise for the Patriot Act to hold them for at least 72 hours, which is provided by law, notwithstanding the Patriot Act, for investigation like you suggested by common sense methods of due diligent police investigation.
You know, you bring up a good point there, Chris, and I don't know how that the layout, the engineering of that reservoir. There's two possibilities. One is that they have the water reservoir and the water treatment plant at the same location, which is a possibility. The other is that they run a pipe from the reservoir to the water treatment facility at Boston, where all these chemicals would be stored and then used to treat the water at that location. It's going to be one or the other, isn't it, Chris?
Well, I have worked in water treatment plants and other process control environments, and I have knowledge that just by the manipulation through educated individuals of the computer-based control programs, which could be easily done by the laptop or on-site computer access if they already had the codes, could easily allow the introduction of dangerous levels of these compounds to the public. And this comports precisely with John Holdren, the science czar of Obama and this administration's desire since the 1960s to poison the water supplies to kill as many people as they possibly could.
Well, it's very true that these compounds that are routinely on site at the water treatment plants are incredibly toxic and poison, the chlorine, ammonia, the sodium fluoride, sodium silicate fluoride, is that what they use?
Fluorosilic acid, which is called fluoride.
Fluorosilic acid, right. That we just, for shorthand, just call it fluoride. This is not some local teenagers out at the reservoir knocking down a few beers.
Well, the catch and release would only seem to make sense if they were, in fact, some sort of government agents with credentials, IDs, or passports as foreign diplomats or some other cover of disguise to provide some air of immunity for them.
Absolutely. Hold on. We got a break here, Chris. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 16th day of May. And visiting a few minutes here with Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, you've had some experience with water treatment plants and the chemicals that are used around these water treatment plants and how volatile and how absolutely poisonous they are. And it sounds like you share my concern about the gravity of the situation, don't you, Chris?
Well, I do. If we have open eyes and we look at these systems and what's going on here, there are multiple things that defy any relation of common sense or common law enforcement tactics. This catch and release of potential terrorists, likely terrorists in fact, or at least those that are posed as likely terrorists, would certainly to be a qualifiable application of provisos created by the Patriot Act. We like to
absolutely
call it the Patriot Act ourselves, because when they deem the rest of us as terrorists, and the terrorists are really inside, likely inside the government, and their agents, our enemy is our friend.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, during the break, I was thinking about some analogies that may be applicable here. How about catching, we're going back to the Cold War, catching some Russian submarine engineers hanging around where we build and test our nuclear submarines in the middle of the night.
Well,
Or how about Ford Motor Company catching some Mercedes-Benz engineers snooping around where Ford does the testing of their and research and development of their newest vehicles? I mean, this is no stretch. We've got five men with chemical engineer degrees being arrested after midnight at the water reservoir that provides drinking water for Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, it's a reason to investigate a little further.
Well, a little further? I'd want to know the middle name of their kindergarten teacher. I mean, I want to know everything about these people their entire lives. This is very, very serious.
You mean like the IRS asked for all the Tea Party members that they decided to investigate as a political prosecution agenda from this administration? Or was that anti-reporters' private communications without a warrant?
Right. I mean, they go to such lengths. Our government goes such lengths over silliness. Harassing elderly women at the airport in wheelchairs, of all things. When they've got bona fide suspects, and I would consider these men and women bona fide terrorist suspects, they're arrested and charged and released. They're held no longer than somebody whose dog has been barking. What's wrong with this picture?
If you'll possibly let me suggest something to you, my observation is that the licensure scheme of the federal government and the NRC specifically to particularly allow or disallow certain individuals who may have, other than our best interest, to have access, proprietary access to these nuclear and chemical plants around the nation, allows for the introduction of agents provocateurs or other malicious intended militant revolutionary forces to infiltrate our most highly guarded facilities that present the clearest present danger to America's survival and the national security.
Well, I agree, and there needs to be some upgrades in security. I mean, no doubt about it. Apparently, these seven individuals just walked in. I don't know what kind of security is at this reservoir, whether there's fences and barbed wire or lights or guard dogs or what they have there at all. I simply don't have that knowledge, but, the fact that they were able to just approach this reservoir in the middle of the night before they got arrested is very disturbing.
Some of us will do a little due diligence and look at Google and see if we can see what the layout is, like we did in Aurora, Colorado, like we did at Sandy Hook, and actually do some sort of investigation and look at the layers of security. It may be an open facility for the water for the use of the people in the area, and then the actual plant is a subset that has higher level security of intakes and other aspects of the compound, and then higher level inside that even. So it's likely a multi-tiered security environment that you're operating in there.
You would hope so. Chris, I appreciate the call. We're going to wrap this up, this part of our conversation up here, but I really do appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you, JR. You be blessed. Keep up the eyes.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, sir. We got Bob in the hour break coming up here in less than a minute. We'll have Diane Zerger and Tom Berryhill. We'll be talking about the energy cleaner and all the benefits there that arise from using it. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 16th day of May. Preacher Eye Guy has all kinds of things at his website that you really need to check out. I've been friends and worked with Freeze Dry Guy now for about 7 or 8 years or so. He and I share a common military background. We were both part of the 12th Special Forces Group back in the 70s. We didn't know each other then, of course, but we have since been able to become friends and share our common experiences with the 12th Special Forces Group. Freeze-dried guy's been involved in the freeze-dried food business for 40 years. In fact, he was the first person to actually start selling freeze-dried food to the public. Prior to freeze-dried guy's involvement, it had only been a product the military was getting their hands on and not the general population. If you go to his website, freezedryguy.com, you'll get an education of not only about freeze-dried food, but dehydrated food. He has other products there that I think you may find interesting, and certainly worth it while checking out some articles he's written. All that at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. His toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, and if you need a consultation, they'll have somebody to help you get a consultation about what kinds of food and how much. Toll-free order line, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866 404-3663. Most Thursday mornings, we do talk about the energy cleaner, a small electronic device that will help you with pain mitigation and other matters. And we begin these conversations with the manufacturer, my friend, Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. And Tom is with us, and good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
That said, we have our friend Diane Zerger up in the frozen northland of the United States, where spring has finally arrived, and she does have some updates for us. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. It is beautiful outside. I think today's going to be one of those days where the two wheels are required and the four wheels can stay in the garage.
So the Nomad will be fired up and on the way to the work.
Oh my goodness. I think wherever I go today, I'm going to have to take two wheels, not four.
what are the odds that you and I would both end up owning Kawasaki Nomads?
Well, my entire family had a cycle, except for me, when I was much younger. And now nobody rides, and I do, which is interesting because they loved their two wheels way back when, in the 70s and 80s. And now I'm the one riding, and they're not.
Well, they're the ones missing out then, aren't they?
That's correct. Oh, my gosh. That's correct. The guy that does ride in the family is deployed across the pond right now because he bought the 500 from me and my husband. And he can't use it, and he wanted his wife to use it while he was gone, and she's not getting on that thing. Not a chance. She doesn't care for it.
There's very few women that actually ride motorcycles, has been my experience, although it's a growing segment of the motorcycle riding people. Yeah. Anyway, Diane, let's jump right in with these updates you have for us.
I talked to my daughter's grandmother last night. My daughter and I gave her the energy cleaner probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. We drove up to Stevens Point and we set it up. The only thing she did was put it on her bed herself. She didn't want us to do that. And it took her a week to start sleeping on it because she would frequently fall asleep in the living room on the couch. So she wasn't getting any benefits to speak of.
Right.
I asked her to please promise me she would sleep on it for a week so that I could call her last night and I could ask if it's made any difference. And she said she kept her promise and it has made a significant difference, and she was surprised. I did not know that she had metacarpal syndrome and arthritis in both wrists. I did not know that she had problems with her knees, with arthritis, that climbing stairs and going downstairs were painful to her. I didn't know this. She said the energy cleaner is making a difference in her ability to go up and down the stairs, which is required for her to go to bed because her bedroom is stairs.
Right.
I didn't know this. So I'm learning this, and we were talking last night, and I said, well, I know that your son could probably use it. That's my daughter's father. I said, but he doesn't get it until you go home. And she didn't understand what I said. I said, he can't have it until you leave this planet. Then he can have it. Not until then. Until then, my daughter and I need you to keep the gift we gave you so that I can ask you how you're feeling.
Right.
She just laughed. She thought that was great. I wouldn't be surprised if he wanted to buy himself one based on what he is a witness to, the change with his mother. And if it's only been 1 week and she's experiencing relief with her knees and her wrists with arthritis and related pain, this is great.
Well, in your observation and comments, Diane, I hear from many people. I'm at a point now approaching 2 years of working with Tom Berryhill on the energy cleaner, and I'm now seeing people buying their second and third and sometimes even fourth energy cleaner based on their observations of how this is working.
And giving it away.
Right, that too.
Yeah. When it comes to family and loved ones, it's easier to give the energy cleaner to them. And when they complain, you tell them, just use it. Just let me know how it changes your life. And then 1 week later, gee, I'm really glad that I have this. I'm really glad that you gave this to me. The only regret is that I didn't get it sooner is the unspoken words, but that's okay.
Exactly, exactly.
My son, for example, will never give up his energy cleaner. He did get himself a little yellow lab puppy, and I know that if that lab is ever hurt by, and you know that puppies grow up into dogs that can get hurt, he's got the energy cleaner already set up, and I know that it not only helps people, but it helps animals. And animals are smarter than we are because they'll gravitate straight towards it.
That's right. They will. And, of course, there's no placebo effect with animals. You've been doing some experimentation, Diane, with plants and growing plants, and you got some control plants that are not getting the energy cleaner signal and others that are. Tell us about what you're doing, what kind of plants and so forth.
My husband has a garden every year, and he started the plants this year from seed. And we had the seeds inside the house, in the greenhouse that we set up. And during the day, I would put the seeds that I was trying to sprout to help him on the energy cleaner on our bed. I figured we weren't using it during the day, so it would help the seed. And it did. The seeds sprouted in a fraction of the time. The roots grew triple the length that we had anticipated very quickly, and we were hard-pressed to get them planted. The seeds that he started separately without the energy cleaner, they are now plants, just as the seeds are plants that I started putting them on the energy cleaner during the day, and the energy cleaner seeds are double the growth, minimum double the growth in height that the seeds that he did not put on the energy cleaner are. So we're going to have both plants in the garden right now, and you can see the difference the energy cleaner made in sprouting the seeds. The
Amazing.
Seeds that were not sprouted with the energy cleaner are less than half the height, and the energy cleaner seeds are more than double the height of the other seeds. And it's fascinating to see this difference. It's fantastic.
It is. Of course, some people will put the energy cleaner out in the garden with the plants, and of course the energy cleaner need to be protected from the elements with a plastic bag or some kind of way to protect it. But otherwise, there's a number of ways to use the energy cleaner to improve the growth of your vegetables in the garden.
We can put the energy cleaner screen directly on top of the plants.
That's right. Just suspend it. Use some chicken wire. And Tom, how would you suggest using the energy cleaner in the garden?
Well, one of the easiest ways is just go to a farm supply place and get some fence posts. They're easy to drive in the ground, and they're already set up to accept the insulators for electric fence use. And so all the same materials that you would use, the insulators and so on, for electric fence systems will work fine with the energy cleaner. You do have to keep the screen or chicken wire ungrounded. So the fence posts are metal, and then you use the insulators that then in turn connect to that chicken wire or screen material so that it's suspended over the plants, I don't know, maybe 6 inches or a foot. You'll have to continuously move it upwards as the plants start to grow.
Right.
Chicken wire allows more light through, so there's no shading effect. So I think it's a better way to go. And I'll have to say, you know, talking about animals seeking out this energy for themselves, I did some experiments last year with some tomato plants, and it did rapidly accelerate the growth of those plants and the size of the tomatoes. But you know what? We have lizards in this part of the country, and the lizards would climb up on top of that chicken wire, and there'd be several lizards. Anytime I went out there and checked on it, there'd be lizards laying up on that chicken wire. Yeah, they even climbed on there. And several
That's
times
funny.
Some birds were sitting on there. So, who knows?
That's funny. Okay, Diane, you got anything else for us this morning?
Well, I want clarification. The chicken wire has to be suspended so that it's not grounded,
right,
so that it sits on top of these metal poles, and it can't come into contact with the metal poles.
Right, not
right.
direct contact.
There's several ways to do it. Get some PVC pipe that would be large enough to go over the top of those posts, and then put weld on, you know, the solvent weld or glue on the end caps and slide that over there. That will work. But I find that just getting the insulators, the regular insulators that are used for electric fence installations, that'll work fine as well. Just something that's plastic, non-conductive to keep that, the screen that you're using, to keep that from being grounded on those metal fence posts.
Okay.
You could also use regular wooden stakes. That will work as well. But if they get wet in rain, they'll start becoming conductive and ground the signal as well. So I think the metal fence post is the best way to go.
Okay, then I'm going shopping today. So I thank you both very much for the ideas. John,
thanks,
that's it for the update. I got to go shopping.
Okay, well, be safe out there on two wheels, and we'll talk to you soon, Diane.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. We have, at my request, my friend, Brother Don Rabin, has called in to give us an update on this event Saturday morning at West Plains, Missouri. Good morning, Don.
I just wanted to let the folks know we're going to have a additional speaker. We'll have Doug Inyart. He's the Constitution Party candidate for Missouri's 8th Congressional District. He will be also speaking there Saturday. There's a bunch of us working real hard trying to get out the vote for him. I tell you, the folks in this area has just about had it with the Republican-Democrat same-o, and we're going to try to really help Doug. He's a great guy. He's a Marine Corps veteran, and he'll be an interesting speaker at the event. John.
Outstanding. Oh, that sounds like a great time. Now, that's going to be this Saturday, the 18th day of May, at the West Plains Civic Center, West Plains, Missouri. The address, for those of you plugging into your GPS, 110 St. Louis Street, West Plains, Missouri. I would suggest people get there about 9 o'clock in the morning, get a good seat. Wouldn't you, Don?
Yes, sir. There's a graduation program going to be held in a different part of the complex. It will not start till sometime mid-morning, but if the folks will get there early, they won't have to walk so far.
Right. Sounds good. Any luck getting some food vendors there to serve some lunch in the middle of the day?
We have got a lady working on that. I think the food vendors have to have a permit from the city of West Plains. You know how the license business is.
Oh, yeah.
But we're working on that. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it is in the works. So
okay. Well,
if that doesn't happen, there's places to eat close to the Civic Center, and they'll have plenty of time to get them something and get back.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, Don, please call in tomorrow for any other updates that we may have.
We'll do that, John, and we appreciate it, and a great program you guys got this morning.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, John.
Now, the energy cleaner, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is a small electronic device about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D-cell batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. There's a little LED light that flashes alternately red and green to let you know two things. First, it's working. The other, that it's reversing polarity. It puts out an electrostatic signal. If you want to understand and get an education on the engineering, research, and development of the energy cleaner, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. There's 20 pages you can read there. You can print out and read at your leisure or read on screen about how the research and development of how the energy cleaner came about. We talk about pain mitigation. You've heard my friend Tim Spencer a number of times talk about how he suffered a broken back injury, broke his back on a U.S. Navy nuclear submarine. It went untreated and undiagnosed for 4 months while he was on a cruise on this nuclear submarine. It healed improperly, which led to, as 1985, led to a lifetime of surgeries and every pain medication known to mankind. That began in 1985. Beginning in September, actually the first week of October, 2011, a little more than a year and a half ago, Tim Spencer started using the energy cleaner. He's now reduced his pain medication by more than half. He also suffered radiation poisoning on that on board one of those submarines, which shut down and wrecked his pancreas, giving him diabetes. He's now getting pancreatic function back and has cut back on his insulin by about half also. So that's the energy cleaner. And our friend Tom Berryhill is the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. This is his 13th year of manufacturing the energy cleaner. And it's been a interesting turn of events for Tom to walk away from the military-industrial complex where he made his living as much of his adult life and get involved in helping people get their health back. Here's our break. We'll be back after the break and we'll wrap up our conversation. Stay tuned.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 16th day of May. We're talking about the energy cleaner. We do this for one half an hour a week. It's available at my website for sale, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. With more, a little bit higher shipping charges, obviously, if it's going to Canada or Belgium. I ship one to Belgium a week, go Monday. Australia, New Zealand, Mexico. I ship these things all over the world. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. If you have pain issues, very likely, most of the time, the energy cleaner will help. Myself, being a fairly healthy guy, I look forward to sleeping on the energy cleaner that I get the most rock solid, peaceful, restful sleep that you can imagine, using the energy cleaner. It's just a great little device. I would do everything I could to make sure I always have access to the energy cleaner. Once you've had the experience of using it, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. My friend Tom Berryhill and I worked together to get these out to people. It's a cottage industry for Tom. He's working with several individuals in his hometown to get these assembled, get them packaged up and ready to ship. Tom, it's been a big change in your life and lifestyle, hasn't it, to be working with the energy cleaner?
Oh, yeah, but you know, John, you mentioned my previous type of work. I did have military contractors as customers, several of them. And once I got up close to some of these airplanes and saw the weapon systems, I really just didn't want to be part of it anymore. But I was in so deep, it was tough to make a change. And then I learned about Mr. Lee Kroc, who originally invented the technology for what we're doing now with the energy cleaner, and I contacted him, and I still have my facility running, and I made a deal with him to get these into production, turn it into a commercial product, and get them produced, and the rest is history. And then shortly after I got hooked up with Lee, the NAFTA and GATT treaties did their intended right. purpose, I guess, and I shut down the plant and downsized it dramatically.
Right.
But I still use some of the same equipment that we made component parts for military aircraft. I still use some of that same equipment to produce the energy cleaner. Right. So a good outcome all around, I think.
Right. I recall like it was yesterday when first NAFTA and then GATT were being proposed. Oh, we don't need these big old nasty dirty factories anymore. America is going to become the information technology leader in the world.
Yeah,
isn't it what they told us? And now, of course, the factories
exactly
are gone, and the IT works in India.
That's right. That's exactly what they said. But there's still a lot of manufacturing going on in the States, but it's definitely dwindling. And I'll tell you, John, I couldn't believe the equipment that was scrapped when the scrap metal prices went up in 08.
I know.
It hurt to see.
Sir, we are out of time. I'll be in touch privately. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get supplies, medical equipment, energy cleaners, guns, and ammunition while you can. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe, and God bless America.